Welcome back to the Pestrogen Podcast. In today's episode, we're diving back into the familiar world of pest control, filled with humor and heart. Join co-hosts Candace and Jenny as they chat with Brandon Nordquist, the man behind the scenes at Family Pest Control. Whether it's celebrating new certifications, navigating truck mishaps, or sharing the joys of family life, this episode is packed with stories that'll make you both laugh and think. So sit back, relax, and let's get started.
It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Candace, alongside with me, as always, the beautiful Jenny out there in the Midwest, my cutie little hobbit. How have you been doing since I last talked to you last week?
Beautiful. I've been good. Did I pass my 7B before the last episode? I don't know.
No, but... no, because you just passed it last Friday.
Okay, yeah. So that's the only, like, new thing in my world is I finally passed my 7B wood destroying insect. And...
yeah.
Oh, and I got a new truck. Boss Man Bill had Dale pass over to me the legacy of the Dodge. So I now have a termite rig on my truck. And nice. Then I ran over a nail with it. So I popped a tire. So that was fun. but other than that, I've been pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. Had my birthday last week. Boop. And anybody that's watching can see my cute new pictures back here from my oldest. This is my baby girl that passed away. She was abused prior to us getting her. So she didn't live long. It sucked. I'm not going to get into that. Had a really fun birthday. Brand new shirt from Brandon.
I love
For people who don't know, it's video game. It is now a TV series. Lots of fun. Get to be crazy psychos and go destroy other cars. Why
That's
not?
Cool. Right? Heck yeah.
Let's see. We also had Halloween. My kids are older. They don't really care anymore. So we didn't really do anything for Halloween. I literally forgot it was Halloween. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, just ended the month, started this month. It's pissing rain. Apparently we're in a flood warning. I saw somewhere that there's tornado warnings again. I'm going, this is Oregon, but we do randomly get tornadoes that touch down. A lot of the time we get the water spout, so it'll be like the tornado in the ocean, so it sucks the water up. I've seen them like on video. I've never seen one in person. They're pretty cool looking though. But that's been about it. And then Jude started wrestling practice today. Ooh. That's been about it for me.
That's awesome. I need to look and see when Belle's going to start. It's probably starting anytime now.
Yeah, because even their like local club wrestling, which is more than likely what Belle is in for you guys local there, I think started today as well. So it's usually about November is when they like start.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
Is she excited?
She is so excited.
Nice.
She started 2 weeks ago. She started archery. And she's really freaking good at it.
Nice.
I'm surprised, but hey. That's what's up.
Yeah, so, she's just going to be your little athletic one.
I know, right?
All right.
We do archery and we'll do wrestling this year. So I'm excited for that.
That's awesome. So do you want to introduce our guest or should I?
I think you should.
Okay. I will introduce our guest for those who aren't viewing. Today, our guest is my husband, Brandon Nordquist, the co-owner, even though he says he's not, of Family Pest Control. I'm sorry, he's just the tech, even though like everything runs through him. Because I'm like, what do I have to do here? What do you want me to do there? Well, he's the one with the experience. How are you doing, babe? I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh my God, are we that clingy couple? No,
Woo!
I'm good.
No. That's cute.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome, Brandon. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. Doing good. Just taking every 5-minute drive and then a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised I'm not still wet because I didn't put a coat on before picking up Jude. And like when we got home, it was like downpour. I'm like, great. But well, it put my hair down a little bit. I don't have like crazy wigged out hair. So, okay.
That's cute. You guys are like my favorite couple ever. You two are just adorable. And I had the pleasure of meeting both of you last year, which is amazing. Oh, by the way, I didn't send you the pictures. I sent them to Jack, but I was doing a service last week, and I stop and I just look around and I go, holy shit. A year ago, I had breakfast with the Nords and Jack here. I had no idea that that was a service that I did now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's awesome.
You're just like, wait a minute.
Fucking ironic. I just look around, I was like, I've sat in that booth. Holy shit.
That's so cool.
We know it's clean at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why Jack brought us there. He's like, I know this one's good, so we'll just go here.
Yep. I think he asked Brad where to go for breakfast that day. And I think Brad
I know he asked him a few places like to go for food, because obviously we needed food for the few days we were there.
Right, and we don't know the area. Like, yeah.
So like, what's good? What's gross? What's disgusting back in the kitchen?
Right. So ironic. But it was amazing meeting you guys in person, and
that was a blast.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an awesome trip.
I'm so glad you guys are my friends.
Yay.
You're the best.
You're awesome.
So I have a question for you guys starting out. So how long have you guys been together?
Together or married?
Together in general.
Together would be about just shy of 24 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we met we started dating in March of 2002.
Wow. Yes. That is awesome.
And then we got married in July of 2005. Yes. So yes, we've been married for 20 of said years. Crazy.
That's amazing.
I know. I don't, like, it's insane that, like, over half of my life has had this man in it. But, like, I wouldn't change it at all. It's just like, okay.
I'm still surprised she's put up with my bullshit that long, so I'm just going with it. Yeah.
You guys are cute. I love it.
If you can't razz your significant other, then what the fuck are you even doing?
Exactly.
Like, you got to be able to, like, give them, you know, the rib nudge. And we do it at work, especially to, like, if, like, we're around clients that, like, have known us for a long time, or we know their family, or whatever, you know, we'll do random stuff, and they just start laughing. It's just us, though. We're not, like, putting on a show. It's just how we are.
And then we go have dinner on the weekend with them, and, oh, my God, I miss them.
Yeah.
Aw, that's cute. So, another question is, so, Brandon, how did you end up in pest control?
I did way too long in retail, got pretty burnt out, tired of it, and, like, everybody else says it just was like, here's something completely different. Put in an app, went through, gosh, couple week interviews back and forth, this and that, and got hired.
Almost like everybody who, like, just ends up in pest control.
Yep. So I said, it's like, that's like everybody's story. It's like, oh, I needed a job. I was on Indeed and there was XYZ company hiring. So I said, why not? It says no experience.
Sounded cool.
We'll train. Big old bold and start. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he started that back when Jude was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, kindergarten field day, Brandon had caught a gardener snake and had it in a bottle, like a clear plastic water bottle, poked some holes in it, you know, and brought it to field day. Yeah, like one of those. Brought it to field day to show Jude, and he thought it was the coolest thing, and he wanted to show all of his friends. So we were like, okay, but you don't hand it to anybody. You hold it, and you hold it super nice. You know, we don't want to hurt the snake, you know, because we're going to let him go. And he did. He brought it to his whole class, showing everybody. Everybody thought it was the coolest thing. All the older kids were coming over to look at it. And then, of course, you had the ones that are like, oh, it's a snake!
Right.
It was so funny. He thought it was the best thing in the world that dad caught a snake.
That's adorable.
That was so much fun.
Aw, you guys are the cutest.
Come on, get up here.
One of the other minions is wanting up.
There, God, there she is.
Oh, there she is.
Hi. Yep, I love you too. She's a good baby. Can you say?
She is such a good baby. She is just a huge baby and doesn't realize she's
so big.
Jesus. Okay. She will just plop on you and say, yep, you're bruised.
Yep.
Aw.
All right, Brandon. So typical questions we ask people that come on here. So we've done the how did you get started, how long have you been in it, blah, blah, blah. What's been like your most memorable job? Not like client, but like one specific job that you've done.
Okay. Do you want a specific pest? Do you want a recent one? Whack-a-mole's been pretty freaking fun lately. That's been a cool one.
Luckily, that's finally dying down.
We'll see. I got to get the gap filled. But yeah, which one do you want? Because you know most of mine, they've been on here. Which one?
I don't care. Just whichever one's like the most memorable for you. It's your decision, not mine.
Well, okay, we'll just go with the whack-a-mole one because I've already mentioned it. And it was the funnest. So I've got a property manager that sends me over for mice. And they're like, oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. But they're already freaked out with rodents. So it's cool. Cool. I didn't expect it to be this bad. They'd seen one just running around randomly. And then they just GTFO'd out. And I get it. I do. Because, well, they're freaky. And yeah, the client is freaking amazing. So I can totally picture him squealing and just running to the car. I just freaking love it. But what had been going on is this tenant is part of a triplex. So I'd had rodent outbreaks throughout the last couple of years where, you know, just go find where they're getting in, knock it down and do it. And, you know, just 30 day one shot, be over with. But with this tenant, I'd always ask her because I always ask, it's all conjoined. I mean, I've literally been above her house. She doesn't even know it because, well, it was a house at once and now it's three. But anyways, so I'd always ask her and she'd always say no. Well, it turns out this tenant is an obvious crackhead. Yeah, PC term for you. And then she'd tell me no, she'd never seen anything. Every time I just wouldn't follow my gut because she was kind of a bitch. Because when I'd walk back around the two storage rooms that are on the side, I'd always find a live mouse. Actually, that's where Candace showed me how she knocks mice out and then just goes boop with the knife and just
separates
that spinal.
Hey, if they're not moving, it's a lot easier to get them. Yeah. I'm not trying
that's
to.
That's for damn sure. Yep.
Just flip that blade over and whap with the handle, flip it back and bap.
That was a fun day. I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to do that now.
It worked.
And they would always run right to the garage. So I just brush it off, whatever, knock it down. Well, this time she got evicted. So go in there and oh my gosh, what's the numbers on it? It was,
I think we're up to 72 or 75.
Oh no, no, not the total. No? It's 74. Oh. Oh. We know that as this morning, but no, that first trip, was it 12 with the traps? No, it was 12 with the knife playing whack-a-mole in the garbage heap.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had a,
oh my God,
3.5 foot garbage heap. Mind you, the property manager pays for water, sewer, garbage. Well, not this one. I guess she was collecting it to, I don't know. We'll just say there must have been raw metal in there or something. She's got copper waiting or something. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, you'd move a bag. One or two would run or pop their head. They were very much not afraid.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a fun one. And yeah, now it's clean. Been going twice a week and getting double digits. And now it's, well, we got 3 out of 24 snap traps. And no rodenticide or chemical used.
Never.
Yep.
Not in there, anyways. Can you stop?
Not yet, anyways. But yeah, that's been the most memorable one so far. Well, recently.
Yeah, that one's been crazy. I don't go to it as often as he does because of the pure disgustingness of it in there. So we mask and everything when we go in because it's just raunchy.
Yeah.
But the cleaners finally came and it's, the house itself, well, the unit, smells better, but the garage still reeks. So, like, we brought in masks going through the house. We're like, okay, it's not bad. I opened the door to the garage. I was like, what?
Oh.
I was like, never mind. This got to go on.
And the cleaners left the dang garage door open.
Yeah, we walked up to a garage door open a few inches. And we're going, what the?
No, we're doing a thing here. Close the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're not helping. Thanks, though.
Right.
Oh, damn. God.
That's nuts. So before Family Pest Control, you did work for a bigger company.
I worked for a small company before us and then a big box company and then a regional wannabe big box company. Yeah. Yeah. So I've got some experience and know-how in it.
Okay.
Yeah, from all different aspects besides Johnny and Marie.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I actively avoid them because half my family's soakers. Yes. Sorry. I love that term now. You can thank Jack and Brad for that. They taught me.
Yep.
Oh God, that's hilarious.
I'm glad you dodged that bullet.
Me too, because hearing some of the horror stories, oh my goodness, I'd be fired way too quick.
Right. Which big box can be a hell of its own too. So what ended up happening to make you decide you wanted to go out on your own?
I was done. After big box, I got hurt because of laziness, penny pinching bullshit. Yeah, I was just done. I waited till the next pay period, listened to the meeting where I got blamed for them being bullshit and was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then went to a smaller company. They were writing my reports. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So when I found that out, well, the job was done, not even 3 minutes later, listening to office people lie to me. And I'm like, yeah, no wonder these property managers that know me, have known me for years, read my reports, know what I write. Yeah, they're questioning shit. So put my name on it. Well, that's not my work. So I left, got home, told Candace. She's like, well, fuck it. Let's open our own.
That's
and
awesome.
That is legit why she's the boss, too. I'm just the tech. Yeah.
No, and I didn't plan on actually ever doing field work. Like, obviously, if you needed my help with stuff, you know, like webbing huge buildings, whatever. But I wanted to know, like, what he was doing and how he was doing it. So if people called, I could give them proper information, because that was one of his biggest gripes with all the other companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after being out there and doing it and, like, seeing, like, you know, essentially, like, life-altering, life-changing, world-changing for some of these people that have been dealing with whatever it is they're dealing with, even if it was just spiders. I'm like, dude, I want to do this. This is fun.
Yes.
So I originally was just like, oh, I'll just, you know, I'll be like the immediately supervised one. And then we started getting more clients and I'm okay. Well, then I'll just be like the trainee. So then I can go do my own stuff and I don't have to have you, you know, right there with me. And then Brandon's like, why don't you just get your certified applicators? I'm like, okay, that's fine. So here I am.
Yeah. The more I showed her, the more she excelled, the more it showed her like how I spray the like fine tuning and smoothly. And I mean, everything down to chem stuff, down to dilutions. I mean, yeah, she just took it and was like, yep, I'm going to rock this shit. And that's exactly what she does.
That's what I do.
That's so cute. So Brandon, how long were you in pest control before you guys decided to do family pest control?
4.5 years, 5, 6, whatever. Numbers.
Just shy of 6. I think you were at like 5.5 or so.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, it was something like that. Because, yeah, I ran out my no compete and then waited 4 days and then
went to town.
Went and had fun.
Went and got all of our big property managers. Yeah, that kind of just cemented it all for us that it's like we're not going to super struggle at the beginning like a lot of people worry about because, well, you really can.
Right.
But we literally had one property manager like chomping at the bit. Are you open yet? Are you open yet? Are you open yet? We're like, our insurance doesn't kick in until September. There's nothing I can do. You have to wait.
The bed
I'm
bug
sorry.
Job. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was a fun trip. Like, the trip was I had to go to Eugene. So I'm literally like searching for service because he had texted me. It was like, hey, are you open yet? I'm tired of this bullshit. And so I get 2 bars of service, pull over, call him. And he's like, hey, so when are you open? Because I don't want these other people on this. I ain't going to do it no more. I'm tired of it. They botched it. I need you. And it's like, okay, well, I'm 3 days from opening. Today's Friday. I'll inspect day one. And yeah, since day one through what? September, October, a couple weeks into November. And then it's like, oh, shit, we're good. The struggle we had told the kids about that it's no. And then this is the asshole part. Yeah, Candace knows it because she had those conversations 10 and 11 o'clock at night. These other companies couldn't keep my name out of their goddamn mouths. So it pissed me off, like to the point where I was walking up to people in front of their trucks, in front of their tech.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, being that asshole, because by what? The middle of October, already heard enough, and I was like, cool, this client pays you about 50 grand a year. Not no more, bud.
Now they're paying us 50 grand a year.
Yeah.
And
then
some. And the cool part, the even better part is they have a service and they've got a buddy. I could get a text from them right now. We'd cut this short. I'd go deal with it. Come right back. You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It's, hell,
I have some of them on my friends list on Facebook and stuff now.
Oh,
they're
my
just
gosh.
Like,
yes.
Genuine people that are just
and see
super
their
cool.
Babies.
Like, yeah. And like, we have yep. one that like, we met her when she was just like dating her now husband, and then she got engaged and we were so excited for her, and then they got married and we were so excited for her, and it was like right after they had gotten married. They got married in the summer. It was the Thanksgiving after. You know, I asked her how her Thanksgiving went. I said, did you have like all the family going, oh my God, when are you going to get pregnant? And she was like, yeah, they don't have to ask that. And she put her hands on her stomach. I was like,
gosh.
And her yes. baby is absolutely adorable. She like came to me asking potty training advice and stuff because it's her first one, you know, so I told her all the tricks that I use, you know, and obviously not it doesn't all work for every baby ever, but and then I got to go do a spider service out at her house, and yep. it's the first time I actually met her baby. Well, she's a toddler now, but whatever, she's still a baby. But like I came in and she was just a yapping away, and the mom was like, she never talks to strangers like this immediately, like ever, and I'm like, what can I say?
That's cute.
But yeah, she like had to show me all her kinetic sand, and she was bringing me out breakfast, and oh, it was great. But it's just, oh. it's just fun being able to like be personable with these people, like not have to like hide something from them.
Yeah.
Have to act like a different person and all corporate-y and wonder if some call center is going to bitch about you to HR.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Kyra's our HR department.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. You're never going to get through because Kyra doesn't answer the phone.
Nope.
That's great. I had that once, Brandon, where another company was, I thought he was following me around trying to steal my clients. And I actually approached him and his trainee at his truck and was just like, listen here, buddy, stay off my route and stuff. But he ended up giving me his business card, and he was on PCHD, so he's a cheese bag. But he had ran out his non-compete, so he was going around to clients he sold when he worked for this company. So we ended up making up. But yeah, like, I know that feeling when you're approaching somebody like, bitch, like, what are you doing?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
People be crazy up there.
Yes. Oh,
wow. It's yeah. creepy. And it's even creepier when you're the female out there and you keep noticing like this random dude following you. You're like, why are we following me?
And yeah. now that he has an unmarked truck and mustache tries to hide in that shit. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
going
to
be
a fun day.
He hasn't followed me in a while. But yeah, the one that like showed up to like three or four of my damn stops. Yeah. Now he has an unmarked pickup that he tries to like hide in or something. I don't goddamn know.
Like,
just
what?
Leave me alone. Like, I don't even
right.
know what you want, dude. Every stop of his that I have taken has come to me. I have not gone after them.
Right.
But when you know, when somebody tells you they have a rodent problem and you hand them hardware cloth and traps and say, here you go. Especially
yep.
to an elderly couple. I mean,
and
they're still very active, but no.
And she's such like, a sweetheart, too.
Oh, God,
oh,
I love her.
God.
Oh, we
I
get
would
to do
never...
her service this week, too.
Yes. Going to be a good day. Heck yeah. Love her service and her pups.
Yeah, she's okay. That'll give it away too much if she actually ever listens. So I won't say what one of her dog's name is. I'll tell you later, though. But it's like, even like her daughter is with us. She used to be with a different local company and didn't like how they were doing stuff because that company actually ended up poisoning their dogs from unsecured rodenticide. So she was very, very leery about us using rodenticide. We were like, you know, we just want to get control. When we get control, we'll take the rodenticide out and it'll just be stations with snap traps. Is that okay?
Right.
And she's like, that's excellent. We haven't had rodenticide at her place. I actually have it marked in her account and I don't remember. But I think we had it there for, what, 6 months max?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was three services every other month and we haven't had it there for at least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you did service last month. So, yeah, it's been 13 months. Yeah.
Yeah. And no issues. I mean, we get captures, but she's also, like, partially in the woods.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It is one of those awesome services. Love it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
We fight over some of the locations because we're like, no, I want to go there today.
We do. Yeah.
That's so cute.
It's fun. Yeah. Well, I know like one of the ones that we ask everybody is like your favorite tool of the trade, but I know it. I'm pretty sure Jenny knows it, and anybody that has ever listened to you should know it as well.
I don't have a retired one in here, but
yeah, you don't. Yeah. I don't even have one out here. It's his knife.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It's so funny. Yep.
I love it. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Like, that's how a lot of people know him. They'll be like, oh, you're that guy that carries the big knife on your belt. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because we don't carry them, like, hanging down off our belt. We carry them, like, on the belt across. So then it's just a quick pull out from the right because we're both right hand. Oh, and then it's ready. Yes, I punched the dog. That's why I said, ooh.
Whoops.
She didn't move. Makes you feel any better.
Well, yeah, she's got a 30-pound head. She ain't moving nothing.
Yeah. Benzo, so I started wearing one as well, but like our new knives that we got to get the clips situated so we can actually wear them. But neither of us have worn one in such a long time because we have new cars or newer cars. So we don't want to like rip up the material in the seats from them getting pushed on it. That's why I stopped wearing mine.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So it's like a sheath that lays like horizontal on your belt, uh-huh. And you can just like, because this handy. This is one of my knives that I really, really, really love, but it's mm-hmm. so big. I haven't found like I want to wear it accessible like you guys are saying where you can just like.
Yeah.
Don't put it on your thigh. One crawl in a crawl space and that jams up. It just slams into your thigh. Oh. Yeah, you'll learn a lesson there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you like a link because like every time we buy one, we make sure they have a sheath that they come in.
Okay.
And they're usually like a hard plastic one, not mm-hmm. like leather or anything like that. So then it snaps in and it holds it sturdy.
That's
like we
smart.
Used to get Gerber knives and then they stopped making them in Portland for the most part. So then it's like Brandon had one that wasn't made in Portland. It was made overseas. And he hit one mouse with it. A mouse. And it chipped the blade. Like, not like itty bitty tiny chip. Like, big, huge chip out of it. He's like, super. So our most recent ones that are personalized, they actually both say Family Pest Control on them. Like, on the blade. Are buck knives. Because they're made in the U.S. It's a little bit more spendy, but you get what you pay for.
Not to say.
As we always tell people, you know, with pest control, yeah, you can have some $45 service and not spend, you know, whatever I priced you at, but are you really getting a service? Are you getting somebody that rolls up, clocks in, maybe bangs out some barcodes, and then sends you an invoice?
Fair. Yep.
That extra money.
Fair.
Like you can tell, because that knife is heavy too. That knife is heavier than my K-bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, yeah. I
it's
forgot
a
you
nice,
had a K-bar.
Stocky knife. Yeah. That's yeah. Awesome. It's at a retirement backup because whatever.
Right.
I got him a Gerber knife because they used to be able to like laser etch them that actually had our rodent logo on it, like etched onto the side of it.
Oh, that's cool.
So when he retired that one, because it was just getting too dull and even sharpening it on the whetstone wasn't working anymore, we bought a stand for it and it sits up in our shed, like in the upper level of it. And it just sits there with the mouse sticking out.
That's so cool. That's
love
like
that knife.
A family heirloom of the business. That's cute.
Yeah, he named a few of his. I can't remember any of the names of them anymore, but he has a name because he has had the knives between this and previous companies.
Damn.
There's been some long drives on those lonely roads. Fuck off.
I know your wooden handled one was Woody, that you lost the sheath for that one, so you made one out of cardboard and
I know exactly what house that is at, and I'm just not going back to that crazy bitch. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's
I'm
up
sorry.
In the attic, isn't it?
I'm not. Yeah, same. Yeah, I'm just not going back there. I was with another company, and yeah, we'll just leave it there. They can have it.
Sometimes it ain't worth it.
No, yeah. No, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I've had two full-size knives. I've had my Gerber, and I've had my buck knife. I actually have... Crap, it's over on the counter. I have my original pocket knife, just itty-bitty little tiny one, and it says Family Pest Control on it. Now that's I have cute. This one.
Ooh.
That like I carry everywhere, even when I'm not working. It's uh-huh. on me. Yeah, it's a Kershaw. I like it just because it's like when I do need it, because it's got the clip on it, so it's always like half sticking out of my pocket.
That's
I
nice.
Can grab it really fast and just, you know, wham!
Yeah.
And stab that one looks something.
Perfect for like opening a quantum tube or something. Yes. You know, that's
oh yes, it is open to yep. many of bottles.
Yes.
That's yeah, awesome.
And like you know, I like, you know, that I do like daycares and stuff like that. And technically, I shouldn't have it on me. Everyone knows that I carry it because they, well, like I said, it like the clip sticks out of my pocket. They don't care. And I've, you know, like, because I normally don't take it out when I'm there. But like right. one of the times I told the lady, you know, hey, I can't even remember what I was doing. I said, but I'm gonna have to use my knife to get that down or whatever I was doing. I said, but the kids aren't going to see it. If one of them comes over close to me, I will put it away. She's like, you're fine. It's a tool for you. And I'm like, exactly. It's a tool.
It's not a weapon, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's one of our tools.
Yeah. That's a fight. One of the factory / manufacturing type places that we do, as soon as you walk in, they've got like metal detectors for the employees that they have to go through. I don't know if it's for weapons or why they have to do that. But I walked in with a BNG and a knife and all these tools, and I just looked at it, and I looked at the security guard, and I was just like, I'm not going through that. And he's just like, yeah, you're good. Come under the rope. And I'm just like, yeah.
Like, I'm gonna set off every alarm ever. Like, what are we doing here?
I've got two knives on me, a BNG. Too funny.
That's so hilarious.
That's your favorite tool. What's your favorite product? Do you have a favorite product, Brandon?
Yeah, I really like Onslaught FastCap, because nothing sells that they're paying for a good service than a spider hanging down dead. I just love it. Those quick results immediately. I mean, it's awesome. I love that. And they see where their money's going, and then it's fun to watch them just sit there and hang like a bunch of Christmas ornaments off their house. You get to rub down again.
That's right. That's awesome.
And nothing like the one that I remember most with that is when we got that dental building. We webbed it, we treated it, and then we had to go web it again. And then yep. like one of the maintenance guys came over, and he's just like cracking up, like as he's coming yep. over to our car. And I'm going, what's so funny, dude? And he was like, there are still spiders hanging, and they are like eye level. They like, no matter where, like how high off of the, you know, like a high peak or whatever, they all stopped at eye level. And I'm like, yeah, they tend to do that. I'm like, is it a bunch? Do we need to go web them again? And he's like, no, it's fine. I just wanted to tell you, because that's hilarious.
Right.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
So I always tell people that now, like, especially if they called me for a spider service. So I'll use the fast cap. And I always tell them, I said, I webbed it. I treated it. If a bunch started to drop, you know, I'd web it again. I said, but you might notice them hanging there dead. I said, and they will be right at your eyes. Doesn't matter if they came from the third story or from right here where you can touch the eave. They will be right here. They just want to let you know that they're dead, apparently.
So are we talking about my eye level or like normal height eye level?
Well, like, okay. So like the maintenance guy that came over, he's like 6'1" or so.
Oh, okay.
They stopped at his eye level, but like sometimes they stop at my eye level, and then right. obviously Brandon's too, because we're like the same damn height. But I swear, it's like it depends on like the person that lives at the home for the most part. I swear, sometimes they stop higher. I mean, they're still like right here, and you're like, God damn it!
Yeah, right at that 6-foot mark that does not exist.
Right. Yes.
No 6-foot tall people ever.
Nope. They do not exist. I love Onslaught too. That stuff is banging.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And yes, it's a little spendy. That's why I've noticed like most people bitch about the price of it. Yes, it is a little spendy. But once again, you get what you pay for. Like yep. I've seen so many people going, well, why would I buy this when I can just buy this one instead? Because it's cheaper. It's the same active, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it might be the same active, but if it has other ingredients in it that's just not working together, well.
Yeah, that's like me and Termidor. I don't like any knockoff. I don't know. I'm so sold on Termidor.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And it's not just that active. I mean, how many of those actives are sitting at the shelf right now at Walmart or weird box, big store, whatever,
Walmart,
goddamn store. Okay. It's not just the active. It's all those other funny little really large, gigantic number words things that are in that SDS that make that product amazing.
Right. Yep.
Fair.
Oh, God, I totally had something again. Oh, my God, my brain is just not functioning today. Jesus. And it wasn't even a long work day. Like, we did two jobs.
And we did them together, so we got to just half-ass stuff while, you know, I'm working, you're playing with dogs. But you got to meet the three boys, so it's like, yeah, I love them. Love them, love them, love them.
Out of all the animals that you have ever met on in your almost 10 years of working now, can you think of, like, a favorite one?
Oh, I'm going to say the name of the dog, but I'm not going to say the people, even though I'm pretty sure she listens. So, yeah, Chico is my favorite. He is the one Chihuahua I have met that hasn't bit me. And he's just, he's a chill dude. Like, he comes
really
out, barks once, and then goes, sup, you gonna pet my butt? It's like, goddamn right, I'm going to pet your butt. Chico is amazing.
His bark is so cute because it sounds like he's been like an 80-year-old smoking four packs of cigarettes a day. Because it's not like the typical Chihuahua. He's like, woof. It's so funny. It's so growly.
So just
but
perfect
yeah, he is,
for him.
He is definitely the best. Chico is amazing.
So cute.
And yeah, that's a lot coming from Brandon. He is not a Chihuahua lover because, like you said, he's like the only Chihuahua that has never bit him. And it's usually like his boot that gets bit, but still.
Yeah.
That's besides the point.
Right. So what's your favorite type of service to go on now? Like if a rodent or a roach or something pops up, are you like, ooh, I'm ready to get down with this?
Yeah, I love rodent hunts. I do.
Okay.
I love them because it's not just the hunt. It's also I got to find out where they're coming in, how I'm going to seal it up. I mean, all the planning, inspecting the. Yeah, yeah. I really liked hunting down rodents and taking care of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I usually give him all those jobs. I'm like, hey, these people are having rodent issues. Want to go take care of it? Okay.
Got it.
Right.
I will do them too, but.
Yeah. Right.
Majority of them, especially if it's like a really bad one.
Yeah.
He won't even let me go on. He's like, nope, you're not coming to this. Okay.
Right.
I'm the boss though, right? He tells me I can't go, but I'm the boss.
Did you see that look there? She doesn't think that, you know, like, you know, one of us has to be here for the kids because my dumb ass keeps getting sick with bullshit. So you have to be the responsible one. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hell, here in what, a few months, Jude will be able to drive. Kyra's holding down two jobs and going to college. They got it. We're good.
Until they kick each other's ass and then we have to deal with whichever one we're going to yell at to just leave us alone and shut our door. Fuck them.
Oh my God, Jenny. So your girls are closer in age than mine are. Mine are 4 years apart. Yours are, what, like a year and a half or so?
Yeah.
Do your girls constantly, like, fight? Not like, just verbally, like, I said, don't touch my toy. But do they like actual physical altercation fight?
Very rare on actual physical. It's usually, if so, it's like a push. And it's like, oh my God, you pushed me. But they're only 8 and 10 and it's both girls. So like most of their abuse towards each other is verbal.
Oh yeah. No, like for the past like, I swear, it feels like it's been like 3 months, but I don't think it's been that long. I think it's been like a month, maybe a month and a half. Every time my children are in the same room, they're like entangled and wrestling. And I'm like, what are we doing? So I was wondering if it was like, because like typically Jude starts it. He's, you know, he'll antagonize. Kyra will push him away. And then he's like trying to wrestle her down to the ground. So I was wondering if Belle was doing that too, like trying to wrestle Amy.
Yes. Definitely. Play wise, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it's usually me saying, ending in a parent saying, somebody's going to get hurt. Please fucking stop.
Right.
Our house is too small. Either somebody's going to get hurt or somebody's going to get broken, for the love of God.
Yeah. Or like when somebody does get hurt and you're going, I told you.
And then you look at him
feel bad for you.
Look at him and say, well, you're not bleeding, so shut up.
We've done that to both the kids. We'll be like, in bed, relaxing, watching TV, finishing up reports, whatever we're doing. And they'll come running in there. Kyra pushed me. Jude hit me. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, where's it at? Right there. You're not bleeding. Go away. Oh, okay.
Handle your children politics.
Yeah. Yes. Or it used to be when they were younger, because it was the tattletaling on freaking everything. Jude looked at me funny. Kyra swung her head, whatever it was, you know. It was like, are you broken? Are you bleeding? Are you dead? No? Cool. Goodbye.
Right.
Deal with it yourself.
Yep. You guys got a bunch to figure this out.
Yes. Yes. That's very cute. Much so. Parenting has been a joy. Especially from the one that never wanted to have children.
I never wanted to get married either, so. Yeah. Never wanted to get married, never wanted to have children, nothing.
Yeah, he told me that within, what, the first couple of months of us dating, which was very nice of him to tell me.
Hey,
yeah.
I was upfront.
Yeah, he was very upfront about it. He said, you know, I don't want to ever get married. I don't ever want to have kids. Okay, whatever. And then just shy of a year of us being together, we were at Job Corps. I don't know if they have that in the Midwest or not. It's a place where essentially delinquent kids go to, like, finish out a GED or their high school diploma if they're still young enough, and then, like, learn a trade. Like, you can do, like, carpentry and all that stuff. But you have to, like, stay there on campus in dorms, and you eat there, and it's like...
Okay. It's so like open campus county jail.
Kind of. But we were... Because you had, like, your specific areas where you were allowed to smoke. Unfortunately, yes, we were both smoking even then. He was sitting on the bench there, and he, like, grabbed my belt loop and pulled me over towards him, and I fell down into his lap. And I'm like, what the hell? And he was like, you know, one day, you're going to marry me. And I was like, okay. Like, was that a proposal?
I wasn't subtle on the proposal.
No. I was like, was that the proposal? He was like, no, one day we're going to get married. And I'm okay.
And now look at y'all.
Yeah. And the funny thing is neither of us actually wear rings. His is tattooed on.
Nice. I did the silicone one away for a while, but it gets annoying, so I took it off. Yep.
Well, like, I had mine. I wore it for the longest time, but I got tired of my gloves ripping it.
Yeah.
Or it ripping my gloves. There we go. My gloves weren't ripping my ring, I promise. But
that'd be epic.
So I was just like, whatever. But yeah, he got his tattooed, and it's Nordic lettering for KJK, for Candace Jude Kyra, or Kyra Jude Candace, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the tattoo artist told him to not go around his finger, because inside of here will just wear out so damn fast, so that's why it's up his finger, because then it doesn't look like a traditional ring either.
Yeah, it's cool. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got three different tattoos. Do you have any tattoos, Jenny? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I have one that it was my husband's childhood friend way back. I think this was before we even got married, that he started his own, like, bootleg tattoo thing at his house, and mine didn't turn out well. It was supposed to be like a star with two moons or whatever, all that's left is like the remnants of what was supposed to be a star. It's so many job interviews I've been asked, oh, did you go clubbing last night or something, because it looks like a faded stamp or something. Yeah. So that's my only tattoo. Unfortunately, it was a shitty one.
Yeah, it looks like he didn't go, like, deep enough into the skin. Yeah, our first ones were the semicolons. And he's got one on his left shoulder as well. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, that's cute.
And then he got his ring, and then he got his snail tattoo to go for Kyra's 18th birthday.
That's snail.
It's from Adventure Time. She picked it because, well, it's a snail, pest control. And then it's angry because apparently dad is always angry.
That's great. Shit. I love it.
Do you think your kids will ever get into pest control?
My youngest hates bugs and anything dirty or gross or whatever. So as of now, she's only 8. But if nothing were to ever change with her personality on that, hell no, she will not. Maybe the coolest, most amazing CSR ever, but not a field person.
Yeah.
My oldest, she is adventurous and like a fucking bulldozer, but she can't get past the idea of hurting a living thing. Because she's doing archery now, and she's doing really fucking good. So I'm like, yeah, this is my girl that's going to go hunting with me. And she's like, no, I don't kill things. And I'm like, oh, so maybe not. Maybe not. What about you guys? Do you think?
I think Kyra won't.
Mm-hmm.
She could. She's very good at this. She's licensed to do it. But I don't think she would. It's just not her thing.
Yeah.
She's like, is my ant tracker. I can be like, go find the ants. She'll find them. Like, real fast, too. She's like, bam, there they are. And I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
And she'll ID them. And Yeah.
No, she's good at it. But no, she's headed over to Ohio this summer to go to the Columbus State Community College, I think it is, for their vet tech program.
Yeah.
Because they have a better one there than they do here. Plus, the living situation is going to be a lot easier over there. So, she's not running away from us, I promise.
That's right.
But Jude, on the other hand, I'll let Brandon explain Jude.
So, Jude's me, just way, way better at it. Like, tracking stuff down. He'll get dirty, not give two shits. Loves chasing rodents. I mean, like, running the foundation, chasing rodents, to the point where you got to go, buddy, don't run with a goddamn knife and watch where you're going. And he's smart at it, too. Like, he's doing his trade classes in school, his, construction and welding.
Mm-hmm.
So now he wants to do contracting, pest control related. So, you know, get his contractor's license and stuff like that. So I could see him taking it over, but it's awesome. Yeah. It's fun going under houses where it's like, bud, slow the hell down. I got to breathe.
Yeah. He's quick to go into a crawl space. I love taking him to places because, yes, I do this job. I do not enjoy going into crawl spaces. I'm not a fan. I'll do it, but I'm not a fan. But if I have Jude with me, I'm like, hey, Jude, go look. I'll still go with him, but I make him go first because then he can get all the spider webs on him. Or if it's a real, real small, we have one place that I swear to God, their crawl space entrance is like 6 inches tall. I'm like, what is, okay, it's bigger than that, but it's really, really goddamn small. Like, Brandon barely fits into it.
Yeah, I got to do one shoulder and then hopefully squeeze my head in without saying the F word too many times and then slip a hip and, yeah.
But I was at their place. I had Jude with me. I opened up the crawl space and there was a rodent captured in the crawl space. I'm going, crap, where did it come from? And before I could even say anything, Jude was in there looking. Like, he was gone. I'm like, hello? Where'd my child go? And then I just see feet. Need a, need a, need a, need a, need. Okay. And he's like, Mom, I need your flashlight. There you are. Would you like a knife too, just in case? Oh yeah, that would be good. So now he has his own service bag. He doesn't carry rodenticide or anything in it, obviously. But he has like his, like one of Brandon's retired knives in it. He carries around like the zip ties and labels and all the stuff that we always forget about. Uh-huh. He's got in his bag. Because we'd be like, oh, crap, I don't have blah, blah, blah. And he's like, here you go. I'm like, oh.
Well, we rack out and relabel stations and just loves it. Just loves it.
You saw that picture that I sent of, like, one of my station labels that had the little smiley face at the bottom? Yeah, that was from him because he redid the label because it was peeling up on the sides. And he was like, do you want me to redo this? I said, yeah, go for it, bud. I said, I'm going to continue checking the stations though. And he's like, okay. And I didn't notice it until like the next service because I already been at that station. I didn't look at it again. And I saw the little teeny tiny smiley face on it. I'm like,
aww.
Yeah, I have a couple of my daycares that he helped Brandon set up. So he wrote like IRT1, IRT2, stuff like that on the label. So every time I go and do them, I see his handwriting. I'm like, aww, it's my baby.
That's so cute.
But he's not a baby no more. He's going to be driving soon by himself.
He is still the baby.
He is. Both of them will always be the baby.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You both about look the same when you're trying to think of some bullshit to ask.
Or we can talk about these cool things right here. Tony Spangler tumblers. God. From SpanglerArt.com. This is my limited edition number 1 of 2 or number 2 of 2. I don't know who got theirs first, but it's me and Jack Starry from Tales from the Crawl Space. Yeah, from SpanglerArt.com. They are usually have lids and straws. I just never have mine with me. They're double wall insulated. Keep your hot cold. Oh my God. Keep your hot drinks hot and your cold drinks cold. With a rubber bottom on them. Tony is now also doing ounce ceramic mugs. Of course, I had to order some. Me and Jenny should have them by the next recording. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
So we should have them by then. So you won't see random coffee cups in our hands anymore.
They're
like
so
this one.
Cute.
Yes. They're adorable.
They're amazing.
Yes. So if you want personalized tumbler mugs now, there's lots of different stuff that they do. Him and his wife, Leanne, go to SpanglerArt.com. Get a hold of them on Facebook. Give them an idea. Order something that he already has made. And get you a nice cup or tumbler from SpanglerArt.com.
Yes. I can't wait.
I know. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... I thought it was so funny that we were talking about they are needing to order mugs from them. And then he's like, the next day. And this was just our recording. So he didn't even know. And then the next day he's like, hey, I think we're going to start offering mugs. And I'm going, what the hell? Did he hear us?
Right? His Spangler senses were.
His Spidey senses. Spangler senses were tingly. Anything else you can think of? Got the head tilt?
Yeah. I didn't write down any questions because I figured like I would think of them on the fly, which we did. And
yeah, we kind of did.
So.
Well, I'm like I said,
are you any
generic
more
ones
yellow
or,
jacket hives?
Did I get any more yellow jacket hives?
Yeah. Yeah. Those underground hives you've been getting are, yeah, loving those videos on your TikTok and
oh
stuff.
My God.
It's awesome.
It was
and
so
it's
much
just
fun.
Like, yes.
Yes, it's cooled down here exponentially, so I think we're pretty much done on the stinging insects, but that end of season, like, hoorah was pretty epic. I miss it already, because things
just quick
have,
money, kill them and leave, yep.
Right, things have really slowed down here, and I mean, obviously it's ramping up for rodent stuff. Or is calling, but nothing as exciting as like I've got 16 insect calls today. Like, woo, yeah,
yeah. Oh. We got a work order the other night from one of our property managers. Said 3 wasp hives outside of the bedroom window. I looked at Brandon. And I said, "They're dead." It's been like 40 degrees overnight. They're dead. Yeah. So he's, you know, obviously we had to go check up on it, and they were there.
Posted
along
those
with
pictures.
Along with what? 11 more? Didn't you find 14 altogether?
Yeah, there was 14 altogether. Yeah.
They were all dead. Most of them are, you know, all. Right. So, of course, he has to call the contact for the property manager.
Just to mess with him. Just
razz
to mess
him over
with
it.
Him.
And he's like, oh, just 3, huh? Yeah, there were 14 of them. Yeah, and he's like, oh, they only told me 3. I'm so sorry. And he's like, that's fine, dude. They were all dead. I knocked him down. You're not even being charged.
Yeah, 2
because
live insects.
Because for what?
That was it.
Yeah, because right. Like for and that's the beauty of doing this as well for yourself is you get to decide if you're going to charge or not.
Right.
Like that issue. Like you were there for like a grand total of what, 10 minutes, maybe?
10 or 12, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something like that. And then just used a Webster head with a screw-on scraper. Or a Webster pole with a screw-on scraper and just knock down these hives. No, like, I'm not charging you for that. That's stupid.
No, that wouldn't be morally right.
Yes.
Literally, like, what's our business plan?
Right.
Ethical and moral.
Exactly.
No, legal, moral.
Whatever.
Ethical, whatever. Stop using big words, fancy.
Ethical would be legal, thing, hopefully.
I don't know. It is Oregon, so yeah, let's not open that can of worms. Holy shit.
Who knows anymore? Who knows?
I mean, come on now. They're okay. Well, it's kind of politics or not,
nope.
But whatever.
Nope.
No. I'm saying it because it's directly affects, and then they'll push it off because their shitholes will get infested.
Okay.
Just
that's
like
fine.
California did. And yes, I said California, not the other fun word.
Thank you.
And that's because the Tuttons are there and I love them. They are,
right.
I just love them. I love them. But yeah, they're trying to pass it where we can't. Anything for rodents.
Yeah,
no rodenticide, no snap traps. It says unmolested, so I don't know if that includes exclusion, but I'm still wondering who in Portland's trying to molest a rat.
Right.
Because that's right. Where they at.
Right. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's a whole different pandemic right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll be them that get sick because, well, I've been to those places. Holy shit. Talk about, like, good thing I had a knife on me. I'm not fighting this thing or running it down on a sidewalk. Screw that. Just end it there and call it good.
Yeah, I Absolutely. Saw that one where it was like, we're supposed, like, if we do use rodenticide, you have to, like, count all the yep. bodies. Or And it's like, how are we supposed to do that? I don't have time for this.
How many people you think are going to be happy when I have to charge them, what is it, like $1,700 for 2 hours with an excavator and just rip up their lawn and be like, one, two, three. Okay, I'm done counting. That's as high as I go. I'm good.
Right, yeah. They need to settle between what they find ethical / what is reality.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the importance of minimizing a population of, problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like no magical spray you buy or use is going to work on your house. It's like, cool. We had captures outside. Have you heard anything, seen anything? I had no captures inside. Okay. Awesome. You know, it's like the little wins.
It's, right.
Yes.
Oh, do you live cap? No.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that.
Yes.
But. For sure.
Yes. Like I think just a lot of the help would just be getting all of our stuff out of hairy homeowners' hands.
Mm-hmm.
Start there. Let us do what we do, and we'll see an improvement of things not having secondary poisonings.
Yes.
Because, we do what we do.
Exactly. Well, Brandon, did you enjoy being on Pestergen Podcast?
Yes, it was fun.
Our biggest fan.
Getting to bullshit. Oh my God, I love you. You guys are my Monday morning routine, except for I probably won't listen to the... Well, no, I probably will.
But
whatever. Yeah, it's my routine now.
I know, I always think that too. I'm like, you know, I was part of this. I really don't need to listen. No, I need to listen. Yep. Yeah, I gotta listen to it.
Yep. That's why
I'm... Right in the morning, yep.
I love our TFTC guys, but I miss... when it was recorded, just because of the excitement of Monday, like they put it out on Friday or whatever, but I would still wait till Monday work and Same. Listen to it working. Yep. And I missed that because I was already there on Friday. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to listen to it again.
I did miss their last Friday show of the scary stories. So I did actually get to listen to that one. Today.
Thank you.
I didn't listen to it yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah.
There you go. I was there, as you heard.
Yes.
I guess that's the cool
in the chat. I'm going, what? Oh, but, Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The lives in the chats. Oh, I love it. Oh, yes. I love it.
Yes. I try to catch the Beauties and Beasties and Pest Perspectives and all the other people that do lives. But with them being in different time zones, it makes it incredibly hard.
Yeah.
I'll set an alarm for 2 p.m. Like 2 p.m. that I might be halfway through a call up in an attic.
Right.
Like, I don't know. So the alarm will go off on my phone and I'll pop in and I'll be like, hi, guys. And they'll be like, Jen's here or whatever. And then like. I listen for 10 minutes and I get distracted. So time zones make it hard.
It does. Well, it's like, you know, the live for TFTC is on for us at like 4 p.m.
Yep.
Usually we're home, not always. And then usually at 4, I'm doing other things like getting dinner stuff ready or whatever. So, I'm like not, and I'll forget. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll jump on real quick. Hi, guys. Love you.
Right. Yeah. But I'm still... gonna stick beside that. I'm glad we don't do live just because, I don't
want to
do live.
Oh, dude, I would harass Candace to no end. Like, just no end in the chats. I've been having so much fun in those chats. Oh, my goodness. It's been my new fascination the last couple weeks.
We'd have to, like, ban or mute him if we did live.
I think it would be cool if we did, like, one live a month or something. Instead of like every,
I can live with that. I can live with that. I'll get that chat to spam Candy. Oh, 100%. I'll get them to spam it.
I hate
Maybe not.
Oh my goodness. At least it won't be like, I don't know. What's been the new fascination lately? Oh, the AI stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't be one of those redundant salesman pitches, number 14.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you're not going to send a 5-paragraph with all the emojis at the beginning of every paragraph that people think you actually wrote all that out? And it actually makes me want to read it.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Totally. No.
It doesn't.
No, as soon as I start seeing those emojis, like it'll have like the normal at the top, like blah, 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 blah. And then emoji, paragraph with all the emojis in it. I'm like, done.
Done. And even if you deleted the emojis, I would still know it's AI because it's always like corny as fuck.
It's like, just,
yeah,
it's no not flavor. How humans speak. It's not how they type. It's not how they talk. It's just not right.
Right. It's like the white person's equivalent to chicken with no seasoning. Like,
oh my God.
Now.
It is that boiled ass chicken. Oh my God. It is. 100%.
Give me some flavor.
Yeah.
Exactly. Screw that chicken.
Yep.
Oh my God.
But. Did you enjoy your time on Pestrogen Podcast?
Oh yeah, of course. Yay. Of course. I've been messing with Candace all week.
All goddamn week. I'm gonna say this and fun. I'm gonna say that. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, go ahead, fine, say it. I will tell Jay to make sure it comes out.
Exactly.
I asked her if I could get a trailer. I mean, I literally, God, I've been such a piece of shit just having fun with it.
It's been a blast.
You guys are the most adorable pest control couple I have ever met, just so you know. you guys.
We have literally always been this way.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've worked together a few times in the past that, like, you know, we both worked at Walmart. We both worked at a call center together, you know. But so this, like, working together like this isn't anything new besides that it's our business now. But
we could
literally
swear.
Yeah, we've literally always been this way, though, where we will, like, razz each other back and forth and then laugh about it. And because it's just who we are. Like, I think, like, the first time my mom heard us doing that, she thought we were arguing and we were maybe 6 months into our relationship.
Yep.
She was, like, freaking out, thought that he was, you know, this abusive, mentally abusive thing. And I'm like, no, Mom, we're playing.
It was playing video games together. Literally,
that's what
like
it was.
Baldur's Gate, like Dark Alliance or Champions of Norrath. Yeah, yeah. And we're just shit talking each other.
Oh, yeah. We are huge shit talkers to each other when we
especially
when we
if
game
we
together.
Play games. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's fun, though.
It
exactly.
is.
Exactly. It's always in good spirit.
Yes.
That's great.
Always. Because, like I said, if you can't razz your significant other, are you even married?
Right.
Like, what the hell? Like, it doesn't have to be a constant thing, but there's got to be some razzing at some point somewhere.
Exactly. Yes. Too cute. Okay. Unless you have anything else?
No? I'm good.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. Go out and kick some ass. Bye. Boop.